Today in Business from Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews. This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Today in Business from Wired.
Why Google sued the descendants of a railroad tycoon and a Civil War general. To secure the land for its multi-billion-dollar Downtown West development, the company has had to track down dozens of distant relatives of 19th-century landowners. By Mark Harris. An equine assistant psychotherapist, a renowned organic farmer, and a Rockefeller are among 34 people named in a bizarre real estate case that could delay Google's long-awaited Silicon Valley expansion. The suit centers around the disputed ownership of four small patches of roadway in San Jose, where Google wants to build a futuristic campus for tens of thousands of workers. But the origin of the legal battle stretches back to just before the Civil War. In February 1861, three men bought 300 acres of farmland adjoining San Jose. Frederick Billings was a lawyer who went on to lead the Northern Pacific Railroad Company. Archibald Peachy had come to California as a prospector during the gold rush before becoming a developer and politician. The most famous of the three, Henry Morris Nagley, was known as the father of Californian brandy for planting vineyards in the area and later served as a Union general during the Civil War. The men called their purchase Rancho de los Coches, or Ranch of the Carriages, and eventually platted and subdivided it. But when they sold off some roadside lots, they took the unusual step of ending the parcels at the curbside. The roadways between the lots still belonged to Billings, Peachy, and Nagley. Time passed and San Jose prospered. Houses replaced farms and Rancho de los Coches was gradually absorbed into the growing city. Streets were constructed, and a narrow-gauge rail yard evolved into Diridon Station, soon a major transportation hub. Around it popped up industrial buildings, followed in the automotive age by parking lots and retail. In 2014, with the rundown area at odds with Silicon Valley's spotless campuses, San Jose implemented a development plan that envisioned a high-density urban village with offices, residences, and community facilities. It was just the opportunity Google had been waiting for. The company began buying up properties and in 2019 proposed an 80-acre mixed-use neighborhood called Downtown West. Not only would Downtown West provide office space for 20,000 Googlers, it would house local residents and nonprofits, as well as adding hotel rooms, a conference center, and 15 acres of plazas, parks, and trails to the city. The San Jose City Council unanimously approved the multi-billion-dollar project last June. There was just one problem. Four unsold parcels of roadway left over from Billings, Peachy, and Nagley's subdivision over 150 years earlier. Two of the parcels are long and skinny, measuring about an acre. Google hopes to build a parking structure beneath one. The third, on what is now Barack Obama Boulevard, is a tenth of an acre. The fourth, tucked away in a dusty dead end, is only as big as four ping pong tables. The legal status of all four is murky. Google points to sections of California City Code as confirmation that it, or possibly the city of San Jose, owns the parcels, their bike lanes, parking spots, and asphalt. But the company remains worried about legal challenges from beyond the grave. Writing up legal descriptions was far less of a science back in the day, says Nancy Klein, director of real estate for the city. To my knowledge, Google's extensive historical research did not yield anyone who could meet the criteria of controlling the property. Nevertheless, Google set about tracking down the original owner's families. In February, it sent letters to 115 possible descendants of the three men, including Peter Adams, a product manager at a data center technology firm in Washington. Google believes Adams could be a remote descendant of Archibald Peachey, via Peachey's son-in-law's niece's husband's nephew. In its letter to Adams, Google wrote that it was in the process of cleaning up title to the San Jose roads and that it would pay Adams a courtesy fee if he filed a quitclaim deed that surrendered his rights and interest in the property and kept the deal strictly confidential. The $5,000 offer was almost an insult, according to one legal expert Wired spoke with. Another defendant described it as a meaningless sum in a court filing. Commercial plots in San Jose have recently sold for $2 million an acre, or more, albeit for traditional lots not cobbled together from roads and alleyways. While the majority of those 115 descendants signed the quitclaim deed, Adams did not, nor presumably did 33 other potential heirs to the original men. So Google sued them in what is called a quiet title lawsuit. Mark Zuckerberg used similar lawsuits in an effort to secure control of a 700-acre estate in Hawaii in 2017. In order for Google to proceed with its development plans for the project, fee title in the subject properties must be perfected in Google, reads a lawsuit filed by Google and the City of San Jose and the Superior Court of California, County of Santa Clara, in April. A number of Frederick Billings' descendants are still prominent, including a few who married into the Rockefeller family. Many of the defendants can claim direct descent from Peachey and Nagley. None of those contacted by Wired wanted to comment on the case. Others are proving trickier to track down. In May, Google and San Jose admitted in a filing that despite reasonable diligence, they had been unable to find addresses or locations for a number of defendants and asked the court for extra time to serve their summonses. To complicate matters, Adams filed a countersuit in Santa Clara in early May, later joined by five other of the men's descendants, demanding that the court confirm their ownership of the two larger parcels. Google would not answer questions related to the lawsuit, but spokesperson Bailey Thompson provided this statement. "We're working with the City of San Jose on a land transfer process. It is our shared goal to optimize the public benefits of this project, including reconfiguring streets into one space and bike and pedestrian trails to give the community a more walkable, transit-oriented downtown." Although the city had stated that construction could begin in 2023, the case may shift that date. "It's impossible for me to give any time frame," says Klein, "but you have to control the land before you start putting shovel to ground." It seems unlikely that a few dusty old deeds would derail the estimated $19 billion Downtown West project altogether. In late June, Google dismissed its complaint against eight of the defendants after they accepted payouts of an undisclosed size. And recently, Adams and his co-defendants dismissed their countersuit, possibly as a result of another settlement. Whether the remaining descendants of Billings, Peachey, and Nagley fall in line or not, the original entrepreneurs would surely have been impressed that their modest real estate investment is still generating returns a century and a half down the line.
Like what you learned? Subscribe everywhere you listen to podcasts and get more business news at wired.com/business.